I'm going to be presenting two pieces, one in English called Langer. It's extremely short, just something that I thought was particularly touching to me. It's by Kulwant Mbuduwal. In this life, fueled by fleshly pleasures, in the pursuit of materialistic comfort, I sit on the floor and eat humbly with rows of my people. For today, I am in my guru's house. Well, that's it. It's just one stanza. But so the next piece that I'll be presenting is by Professor Mohan Singh. O keda buta hai? O keda buta hai jo har tha palda hai? Aare de dandiyan te, rabbiyan diyan taaran te, khaibar de darya vich, sarsan diyan lehran te. Satluj de kande te, lakhi de jangal vich, roda vich, rakhda vich, sarhand diyan niyan vich. Jithe vi la deye, utthe hi palda hai. जितना ये छान दे ये उतना ही फलदा है। ओ केड़ा बूटा है, ओ ख्यातर हाया नू जो फल खवांदा है, थकियां ते टुटियां नू छां विच सवांदा है, जेड़ा भी शरण लवे उस ताएं बचांदा है, जे चखड़ आ जावे, जे नेरी आ जावे, अब्दाली आ जावे, कोई नादर आ जावे, मसूम गुटारियां नू, बेदोशियां चिड़ियां नू, बेदोशियां कुगियां नू ਕੁੰਜਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਡਾਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਤੁਰਤ ਛੁਪਾ ਲੈਂਦਾ, ਇਹ ਆਲਣੇ ਪਾ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਤੇ ਰਾਖਾ ਬਣ ਬੈਂਦਾ। ਪੈਰ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਧਰਤੀ ਤੇ ਪਰ ਆਪ ਉਚੇਰਾ ਏ, ਜੇ ਲਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਕੋਠੜੀਆਂ, ਜੰਜੀਰਾਂ ਹੱਥ ਕੜੀਆਂ, ਇਹ ਰੱਸੇ ਫਾਂਸੀ ਦੇ ਤੇ ਤੜੀਆਂ ਰਾਜ ਦੀਆਂ, ਜਗੀਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਚਕਮੇ, ਸਰਦਾਰੀ ਦੇ ਤਕਮੇ, ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਤੰਗ ਦਲੀਆਂ, ਤੇੜਾਂ ਤੇ ਪਾਰਟੀਆਂ, ਗੁੰਮਰਾਹੀਆਂ, ਰੰਗਰਲੀਆਂ ਤੇ ਕੁੜੀਆਂ ਚੰਗ ਦੀਆਂ, ਇਹਦੇ ਗੋਡਿਓਂ ਥੱਲੇ ਨੇ, ਇਹਦੇ ਗਿੱਟਿਓਂ ਥੱਲੇ ਨੇ। ਜਿੱਥੇ ਦਿਲ ਇਸ ਦਾ ਏ, ਜਿੱਥੇ ਸਿਰ ਇਸ ਦਾ ਏ, ਉਹ ਥਾਂ ਉਚੇਰੀ ਏ, ਉਹ ਖੁੱਲੀ ਹਵਾ ਵਿੱਚ, ਉਹ ਪਾਕ ਫਿਜ਼ਾ ਵਿੱਚ, ਉਹ ਖਾਸ ਖੁਦਾ ਵਿੱਚ, ਜਿੱਥੇ ਨਾ ਵੈਰ ਕੋਈ। ਕੀ ਹੋਇਆ ਜੇ ਅੱਜ ਸ਼ਾਖਾਂ ਇਸ ਦੀਆਂ, ਅੱਜ ਲਗਰਾਂ ਇਸ ਦੀਆਂ ਆਪੋ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਾਟ ਗਈਆਂ, ਆਪੋ ਵਿੱਚ ਤਿੜਕ ਪਈਆਂ। ਕੋਈ ਪੂਰਬ ਚਲੀ ਗਈ, ਕੋਈ ਪੱਛਮ ਚਲੀ ਗਈ, ਕੋਈ ਪਿੰਡੀ ਮਲ ਬੈਠੀ, ਕੋਈ ਭੈਣੀ ਜਾ ਬੈਠੀ, ਪਰ ਮੁੜ ਤਾਂ ਇੱਕੋ ਏ, ਪਰ ਖੂਨ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਂਝਾ ਏ। ਉਹ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਬੂਟਾ ਹੈ ਹਰ ਥਾਂ ਜੋ ਪਲਦਾ ਹੈ? ਉਹ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਦਾ ਬੂਟਾ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਹਰ ਥਾਂ ਪਲਦਾ ਹੈ। I'm just going to give a little bit of an explanation for this poem. Professor Mohan Singh is amongst the best writers of kavitas in Punjabi, and he's really written some very touching pieces on various topics, but his writings on Sikhi, on Sikhism, are very little. And this is something that I felt, this one poem was something that I felt was very, very interesting, how he uses a tree. He asks, O keda buta hai? What plant is that? What plant is that jo har thaan palda hai? That plants everywhere. It grows absolutely everywhere. Aare de dandiyan te. We know the history of our Sikhs being sawed in half. Aare de dandiyan te. On the teeth of a saw. Rambiyan diyan taaran te. We heard mention of this before when instruments that are used to cut grass, that so many people's heads were cut off with those instruments, with those, they were used as weapons. Khaibar de daryavich, Khaibar diyan daryavich means Khaibar Pass, in the passes of Khaibar, which was a very secluded area, very hard to find, and many people in history used to hide there. And we know that in Sikh history, Maharaj Ranjit Singh was able to go across that and win that area from the Pathans who used to hide there. Sarsan diyan lehran te, Satluj de kande te, Lakhi de jangal vich, Roda vich, Rakhda vich, Sarhand diyan niyan vich. So basically the writer here, Mohan Singh, is just saying again and again and going to different areas in our history, different areas in India, where he finds that no matter what, Sikhi was able to flourish there. This plant was able to flourish there. After this he goes on to say, which plant is that that helps those who are hungry, that gives shade to those who need sleep, who are tired and need sleep. The one who helps all who ask, whether it's dark, whether it's rainy, whether it's stormy, it doesn't matter. All little birds, all creatures, all come, and this one tree, this one plant provides sanctuary for all these individuals and all these animals. And then the next stanza goes, bad is the tartite, par aap ucherai. Even though this plant's feet are on the ground, it's still so high. Things such as jails, chains, things that line Sikh history, that we know that Sikhs had to suffer through, all these things are all nothing but distractions and things that really have no effect on this plant, because this plant is so much higher. And finally, there's a little piece on, so what, today? Today we find, different jathas, and today we find different groups, different people who are saying, no, Sikhi is like this, or Sikhi is like this, or we're gonna come from the east or the west, or be what it may. And Mohan Singh says, what does it matter if one branch goes here and one branch goes there? In the end, we're all one. And there's the same blood running through us all in this Sikhi Dharma, in this plant of Sikhism. So yeah, I hope that I was able to explain that in my somewhat very limited knowledge of and understanding of Punjabi, but I'd also